We are very happy to welcome back Ozo Motley. They are a band not only based out of L.A., but that has come to represent the city with a mix of influences, including several forms of Latin music. Today, we'll hear live tracks recorded at the Exponential Music Festival in Philadelphia and talk with singer, guitarist, and founding member Raul Pacheco, who we'll meet shortly. The band released their fifth studio album, Fire Away, in 2010, and in 2012, they put out their first children's album called Ozo Kids. We'll start with a couple of songs played live on stage, starting with La Galena, and then we'll hear Chango.
We are Ozo Motley from Los Angeles. How you doing, Camden, New Jersey? Clap your hands, come on.
Llegó el feo.
Live on stage at the Exponential Music Festival, Ozo Motley doing what they do best, bringing crowds together. And it's great to have them on the World Cafe today. We're getting a chance to talk with Raul Pacheco about the band's recent experience and about things that have been going on. One of the things, Raul, which doesn't relate at all to what's going on here tonight, is this whole Ozo Kids thing. And what's been happening with that?
You know, it's just, it's fun. We're getting older. You know? And we've had some shows, and there were plenty of our fans that have come up with us that said, oh, I wish I could go, but I got to stay home with the kids. And it just clicked, you know, and we just thought, well, why don't we just make a kids record? And it really was something that we weren't thinking some kind of grand plan about. And then our manager looked into it, and she said, you know what, there's, like, a lot of bands doing that. Like, it wouldn't be something that would be that far-fetched, and you guys actually would probably do it pretty well. So we just sat around, we wrote some songs. It ended up being a lot of fun, and we've done a handful of shows. We're coming out with a CD in September, and the thing I like about it, it's a really different energy. It's like really, there's like, it's just kind of this, it is youthful, it's kids, it's innocent in a way, it's really celebratory. And what I like about it most is, like, there's just not a lot of drunk people. So it really shifts the feeling in a way that brings me back to this, the pure joy of playing music.
Do kids respond to music, different music than your regular fans do?
I think so. Yeah, they do. And I think part of it is we get to play that up. You know, we actually, like, it's almost like an alter ego. You know, we don't really, like, if we have adult shows, that we never do all the kids songs. And then if we have kids songs, we just do the kid stuff. And it's been fun to kind of, like, you know, we wear all these bright colors and kind of interact with the kids, try and get some of them on stage. And it's just become something that is actually a lot of fun and really, you know, in a very basic, you know, almost like corny way, like totally warms me up every time we play these shows. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, that sounds great. You've been doing a lot of tours, cultural tours, for the U.S., sort of representing the U.S. What has been Ozo Motley's experience playing in Mexico?
I think it's, you know, it's interesting. It's both challenging and it's both celebratory. You know, I grew up as a Chicano. I grew up in Los Angeles. My parents were born in L.A. Most of my grandparents were born in the United States. But there's kind of this myth that Mexicans are all fresh here or something, you know, that they just crossed the border. But this many parts of the U.S. used to be Mexico at one point. And we kind of forget some of that. So we're obviously an American band, you know, in Mexico. We really are, you know. And it's something that people, you know, we may get lumped here sometimes a Latino band, which is kind of, you know, we have that descent and we play in Spanish and, you know, songs in Spanish sometimes. But we just feel like we're kind of an L.A. band. We're kind of like representative of what that city is about in that region of the world. So when we go there, it's really different. You know, it's there's different expectations. We have a lot of hardcore fans in Mexico. And then there's people who may see us as a little strange, you know, because we're not obviously from there. And even though it's like our Spanish is even different. Like my Spanish growing up in L.A. is nowhere as proper, say, as someone who's growing up in Mexico and has had an experience growing up there, you know. So. But it's just something from the get-go that we've taken with a grain of salt, that we love to play music. And usually how we feel is if we play our music well, that, you know, people will gravitate toward that if they want to. And that's cool enough, you know. So most of the time it's real positive, just like anywhere we go around the world. But it's an interesting thing that people may think it's just like a natural. But we're really different. We're a really different band than most typical Mexican bands.
Ozo Motley has always had... there have been some core members, of which you are one, but it's been pretty fluid. People have left, people have come back. Charlie left, he came back, Katkema's, you know, guys. Is it an open door policy?
You know, kind of. I mean, for the most part, I think anyone who's ever been in this band, it's we consider it like part of the family. And whenever we do things that, you know, maybe celebrate our years together or something, we try to invite anybody that's ever played in this band for any significant amount of time, because it was their life, you know, for a moment, and it helped shape a part of whatever Ozo Motley's history is. So for us, it's there's no hard feelings about it, and people go through changes. Sometimes people just want to stay home because they have children, which seems totally honorable to me, so it makes sense. So it's like, you know, you go through these shifts in life, and I think we're often amazed that we're still, the core of us are still doing this. But it's still fun enough where here we are.
Let's go back to the stage, and this is Ozo Motley live at the Exponential Music Festival here on the World Cafe. Raul, thanks.
Thank you.
En los cielos. So rest in your chest cavity. We ask God to bless these festivities. Ozo Motley, two of us under the queen. Remix the fish beat. True thick family. Too many trials, much tribulation. Gunplay, blood day, devastated nation. Worldwide cast pop destination. Lost in the drift of the wake of annihilation. Soon as we rid of society's tall errors, the sooner these teenagers don't have to be pallbearers. Carry the world's weight, living cradle to grave. Keep your hearts pure in a sense, we're gonna save. Say, oh, say, oh, oh, oh. When I say the word, let the sirens out. Say,
Ozo,
Motley. We got a rocker spot to turn it out. When I say the word, let the sirens out. Say,
Ozo,
Motley.
Front to back!
Everybody jump! Go, 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 ho, go, 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 ho, go, go.
Como ves, como ves,
la historia no es como gris.
Como ves, como ves,
¡epa!
Como ves, como ves,
la historia no es como gris.
Como ves, como ves,
canta para mí.
Cuba y África, hermano, hundiendo mi corazón.
Cuba y África, hermano,
y veo su dolor.
Quiero besar tu grito.
Cuba
y África, su hermano,
y veo su dolor.
Quiero besar su grito.
Como Ves, a classic Ozo Motley song, live at the Exponential Music Festival. Our thanks again to all the band and Raul Pacheco for spending time today with us on the World Cafe.